In New York City, there's been a program for the last 4 months where 5 trained hawks have been used to scare pigeons away from Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. The pigeon control program has been considered a huge success. That is until Tuesday, when a Harris hawk named Galen swooped down on an unsuspecting chihuahua, which was rooting around in some bushes. Thomas Cullen is a falconer. He's in charge of the hawk program in the park, and he joins us now. Mr. Cullen, can you tell us what happened on Tuesday?
Well, our hawk was patrolling the park, as he should be doing, and he was about maybe 35 feet up in a tree, and a woman came into the park with her little chihuahua on a leash, and I think the dog was in among some of the shrubberies, and I believe our hawk mistook it for a rodent and immediately dived down and grabbed it.
Grabbed it, and then what happened?
The bird was immediately, you know, taken away from the dog. We then took it to a vet right away. The vet confirmed that it was just minor scratches, treated the scratches, and then they went home.
Now, what do you figure happened here? Was this just a case of Galen getting a little confused?
Galen is a bird that has actually caught rodents in the park already. So, in fact, he was familiar with spotting rodents in and among the shrubberies.
The program's been working how exactly? What are the hawks trained to do? Are they supposed to just scare the pigeons away? Are they actually killing the pigeons?
These birds are, their normal hunting technique is to sit quietly in a tree and wait for a game to come to it, or, you know, to move from tree to tree and search for game. So we fly them in that fashion. We teach them to follow us like a dog, but they follow us from tree to tree at the treetops. So if there's a cluster of pigeons, we can walk over in that direction, and if the hawk flies over our heads and just positioning itself directly overhead of the pigeons, the pigeons are aware of where the hawk is. They instantly take notice of it, and they don't want to be underneath it, so they immediately leave. So if we can increase the level of stress within the park, if you like, the idea is that the overall numbers will diminish.
Well, the problem here, I guess, was that the level of stress was increased for that little dog and its owner, and I guess the Parks Department, which is saying that maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Well, Bryant Park Restoration Company wants to continue with the program. We just need to reassess, if you like, how we do things in the park to alleviate the chance of it occurring again.
And how do you think you'd do that unless you bar small dogs from Bryant Park?
Well, I will not be able to change the bird's behavior. I mean, that's pre-programmed into the bird.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do is make it impossible for them to actually catch and injure anything. And one of the ways I can do that is you can actually put little gloves on their feet, and that prevents them from actually grabbing anything. Or two is you actually super glue little beads onto their talons, and then they can't scratch anything.
Oh, my
they
goodness. I guess, Mr. Cullen, I should also ask you, we've talked about the chihuahua, but how's Galen doing? Has this been sort of traumatic for him?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. Galen's just a little disappointed that somebody took away his lunch.
It's all a matter of perspective, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, Thomas Cullen, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Thomas Cullen is in charge of the hawk-based anti-pigeon program in Manhattan's Bryant Park, which has been suspended until further notice. One New York tabloid has dubbed this Brown Hawk Down.